How is it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and today, for the first time in a long time, I am joined by a guest. We are joined by Adam Lee. Adam, it has been a long time since you've been on. How have you been?
Pretty good. It's always a long time.
Yes, it is. So the State of the Union has happened as of a couple of days ago. Is there any specific thing you wanted to? I mean, I have a whole list here. So
start from the top, I guess.
All right. Well, the State of the Union has happened. Longest State of the Union in the history of State of the Unions. I could be wrong on this, but I believe the previous longest State of the Union was his State of the Union before this one. I should probably look at that, but I think that's the case. But I don't know. I think that he said a lot of things in the State of the Union that I didn't particularly believe or agree with. For example, like he said that America is winning so much that people ask Trump to stop winning because we're not used to winning so much.
Where have we been winning?
Well, I mean, I think apparently, you know, in his eyes, he mentioned a lot of things that he thought he was doing great. So, I mean, he said that, you know, the gas prices have gone down, and inflation is at, like, an all-time low or something.
I'd like to see where.
Now, well, no, I mean, I was reading some fact checkers today, and he's not, so gas prices are down from when Biden was in office. Inflation is down from when Biden was in office, but it's not like it's still above the like it's at like 2.9%, I think, and the Fed tries to keep it at 2. So we're still slightly above where we prefer it to be at, but it has gone down. But he did in fact mislead. There was no, I mean, he said that gas prices are averaging like $1.99. I think the actual national average is like $2.32 a gallon. And it's kind of crazy to think that you just buy so much gas because your car takes a lot, but milk is more expensive than gas, isn't it? It was just a funny thought I had a while back. Anyways, but yeah, so, I mean, he listed off some things. He just overplayed them.
Yeah, he likes doing that. He likes, you know, hyping up what he does.
I just think, I don't know.
Overhyping.
I feel like a lot of what Donald Trump... See, I have a problem believing anything he says because, like, it feels like, I don't know, 70% of the stuff he says are a lie, and then the other 30%, if it's not straight up just a mistruth or a mistelling, it's, like, exaggerated. So, I don't know. It's an interesting kind of a thing. But, yeah, no. So, do you believe what he says in the speech there as far as, well, everything goes?
Maybe in, like, a few states, but, I mean, I haven't really noticed any prices going down around here. Sure, gas fluctuates around, you know, like, what, like, from, like, off.
Gas has not been a dollar since I started driving.
I just know it, like, fluctuates every now and again, like, from 30 cents back up to, like, you know, up to, like, the whole dollar, and then, you know, back down another 30 cents, and then it goes up, like, another 10, works its way back up to the next whole dollar.
Well, no, I mean, it hasn't been over $3 for a minute now.
I know, but, like, it gets but it, like, was right near there, and then it, like, fluctuates back down around, like, 30 cents.
Well, I think right now, I mean...
isn't it, like, $2.70 right now?
Yeah, $2.79, I think, was the cheapest one I saw. So, that's not bad, yeah. I guess. I mean...
It just fluctuates a lot.
But... Yeah, so there's that. Oh, by the way, if anybody has anything they'd like to add, it doesn't have to be on the State of the Union. That's just what we are discussing as of currently. You can feel free to call in and join the conversation at 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. All right, but yes. The fact checkers did say a lot of... I mean, I didn't read, like, the full thing. I mean, I read, like, the top a couple of things. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, he exaggerated a lot of claims. And a lot of it, like, it wasn't even really a State of the Union speech. Like, he gave, like, little tidbits, but then, like,
He basically just gave a rundown of everything that happened last year, and then, you know,
he just
like,
praised
clapped.
A lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was an interesting kind of a thing. But gas has gone down, so he didn't lie there. He just exaggerated it. Inflation has gone down again. He didn't lie, just exaggerated it.
I don't know, man. The like, groceries just prices just still feel ridiculous.
Well, that's, I mean, it's inflation. I mean, there's no such thing as deflation. I mean, you're never going to get prices to go down. It's just, you just kind of slow down the rate at which they go up. So, you know, he did mention the, oh, by the way, he mentioned multiple times throughout the thing that, you know, like, Biden was, like, I don't remember exactly, like, any exact instance, but I have it noted down here that he blamed Biden for so many things. That was exactly what I wrote down, blamed Biden for so many things. So I don't know exactly what he blamed Biden for, but I do know, yes, he mentioned Biden's name many a time.
Oh, one of them was definitely, he left the border wide open.
Oh yes,
gosh.
There was that, yeah.
So many unchecked, unvetted people.
Millions and millions of undocumented people, and they're all murderers, and... yes. So yeah, he did do that. Yeah, I mean, he touted the whole border thing. Which, by the way, Trump has I don't know if it's the most secure border in American history, but I know what it is.
Not a single undocumented has passed.
It is very... it is a secure border. I mean, you know, I people are rather unhappy with how he's going about enforcing immigration. But I mean, you know, if you wanted immigration to stop, you know, it's halted.
Yeah.
Not entirely, obviously. You know, you're always going to get those people. But I mean, it's certainly slowed down under the Trump administration. He did give out a lot of medals at the State of the Union. He gave
A Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, he gave a Medal of Honor. He gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the U.S. men's hockey goalie. What do you think about that?
Yeah, hockey. I don't know. It personally just felt like he brought in the, you know, Olympic crowd. They won gold just to, you know, like, oh yeah, USA, let's go.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure when he brought up the USA men's hockey team, I'm pretty sure there were USA chants.
There were, yeah. But it was just the whole, you know, like, oh yeah, reinforce my administration's doing good, chant for it, whatever.
Personally, I mean, I don't know. I don't really think that there was a need to give the goalie a medal. I mean, it's cool and all to invite. I mean, because also I did also the women's, according to Donald Trump, the women's hockey team that also won gold, by the way, is supposed to be going to the White House on.
I was about to say, so we're gonna have.
I don't know. I don't have a date here, but apparently they're supposed to be visiting the White House at some point.
I was gonna say we're gonna have a State of the Union Part 2 for them then.
So they're supposed to be coming to the White House at some point. And you know, doing whatever they're going to do there. But I don't know why you got to give the man a Medal of Honor, or a Medal of, Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, like, out of the whole team.
Well, I mean, the goal, I mean, I didn't watch the games, but to my understanding,
yeah,
the goalie did do great. But I don't know, it's a goalie, I'd hope he did good. I mean, if you're a bad goalie, you probably aren't making it to the Olympics. I mean,
what are you doing being a goalie?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But he did bring up, he also brought up the fact that America is turning 250.
Yeah.
So, that's always good. Are you excited for the 250th?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
What are you gonna do for it?
Probably sit back, relax, watch some fireworks, maybe brush up on some American history.
Well, that's nice. I don't know. Apparently, there's supposed to be a lot of events planned. I do believe there's an America 250 celebration for Marion. I do believe there's one going on in Columbus, Morrow County. I think a lot of places are having. So I don't know how big those are going to be, just because everywhere's having their own. So, you know, it's not like one's going to draw. I mean, I don't know. The Columbus one is probably going to be the biggest one if I had to guess. I mean, Columbus has almost 1 million people in and of itself. I think it's at like 928,000 or something. A lot of people.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, interesting enough. But there is that. America's turning 250. There was a 99-year-old World War II vet in attendance.
Thought he was 100.
He turns 100 A couple months or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, 99-year-old World War II vet. I thought it was interesting that he was not given a medal. Now, he gave out, like, 3 medals. Okay. Now, maybe the World War II vet already had a medal or a couple of medals. But he gave a medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to a hockey, to the U.S. hockey's goalie. He gave a Purple Heart to a National Guardsman who was, I think, a rescue swimmer, because he, I do, I think,
saved 100 people.
The number given, I do believe, was 165, because there was a girl there who he saved, and then he also said 164 others, so I would assume that would tally up to 165. Mm. So, I mean, I would give him a medal, but I don't know that that's exactly Purple Heart. I don't know.
Yeah,
what,
you
well,
just
I don't
have
know
to
what
look
the,
into the man's service history.
Yeah, I, so, but, I mean, that was his first deployment, I do believe, he said.
The World War II vet?
No. Coast Guardsman.
Oh.
That was his first deployment.
It was, yeah.
But, no, I think that, you know, the World War II vet deserves a medal. I mean, you gave a medal to the hockey player, you gave a medal to the National Coast Guardsman, and I think that, I could be wrong on this
the guy
one,
who was
but I think
the
they gave a medal...
Pilot. On the Venezuela.
Yes,
mission.
And I think they gave a medal to the pilot. So you can give out 3 medals to those guys, but the World War II vet, skip over him.
Yeah. Like I said, probably just have to look into the man's service history. See what all ribbons and medals he's earned.
Well, I mean, you know, you can always earn another one.
Gotta do something to earn it.
I mean, they gave his whole backstory. He volunteered at 17 to fight in World War II. Got, you know, was deployed to, like, Luzon. Got injured at one point. Like, I mean, they gave the whole background on the man. I mean, you know.
I know, but...
Yeah. I think he deserves a medal. Well, he might have already had medals, like I said. But, yeah. And then, yeah, we already talked about Scott Ruskin is the Coast Guard. Yeah, he's a rescue swimmer. And he was given the Legion of Merit Medal. Or I guess it's just called the Legion of Merit, but it is a medal. But he did apparently, according, lifted 165 people from the floodwaters. So that's, he deserves a medal.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And, yeah, so, I mean, a lot of the... State of the Union really was just like congratulating things other people had done. I mean, he did, like, the beginning of it was kind of he did blame the Democrats for a lot of stuff too. He went down a whole like list of things and he was like, "You did that."
Look at that. They won't even stand.
Yeah. Oh, there was that. Also, there. What do you think about the what was the question? I'm trying to get it was the first job something along the lines of I might be paraphrasing here. It's pretty close. The first job of the American government is to protect its citizens, not illegal immigrants. And that got like a. I mean, I don't know how long the standing ovation actually was, but I was listening to it, so it just seemed like it went on forever because there were just no words, just applause. But it got a long. I assume it was a standing ovation. Long claps. And then yes, Trump beat the Democrats over the head for not standing and clapping on that one.
Just mocking them every step.
Yep. Well, I mean, what would you make of the I guess the comment there? I mean, because it was if you agree with this statement, get a clap or something like that. I mean, he prompted them.
I mean, yeah. I just feel like it's just, you know, they're all just angry at each other.
Well, we've had that discussion before. I mean, there are people who feel like that anything Donald Trump does, the Democrats are just against it because Donald Trump put it forward. Doesn't actually matter what it is. I think we had somebody even go as far to say Donald Trump could cure cancer tomorrow and the Democrats would hate him for it.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah. He's already left a sour taste in their mouth, so now anything he hands to them is just like,
yeah, but
ooh,
just because
don't
you
know.
Don't like, I mean, bad people can do good people can do bad things. I mean, it's kind of the way it goes.
But you can also just people who get hung up so much in their ways.
I mean,
be a stick in the mud.
I don't know. I mean, I would assume there's some of it, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know that the... I mean, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, Al Green got... This should have been, like, one of the first things I mentioned, because I was kind of going down the list there in order of, you know, progression through the State of the Union. But Al Green got thrown out before it even started, I think, because he had... It might have, like, just started, but he had a sign that said, black people are not apes, I think. And he got thrown out.
Oh, yeah, because of the AI video?
Yeah. What do you make of the AI video?
Tasteless. Like, how do you think that's appropriate and professional, considering you're the president?
Well, if you listen to Donald Trump, he didn't know anything about it. He didn't see the full video.
Wasn't it released by the White House, though?
Yeah, but do you think Donald Trump controls the
No, but you think he would have at least, like, maybe a say over what they release, or, like, maybe, like, hey, is this cool if we post this for you, or run this by you real quick, boss man? And then, they, you know, he's just, like, brushes it off, probably.
Well, I don't think anybody's been fired or anything for it.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, usually I'm pretty big on giving people the benefit of the doubt. And I'll say, you know, I don't remember who it was, but a while back, I don't think it was Donald Trump. It could have been. But at the very least, a prominent Republican posted a picture of, I want to say Hakeem Jeffries, but I could be wrong, in a sombrero. And I was like, I don't know, maybe he just thought it was funny. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, you know, because a lot of people were calling it racist because he's not, you know, white.
Mm.
So, I think that, but I don't know how you could say the same thing for this video.
Yeah.
I mean, this video, you know, it's
Oh, man, I thought it'd be pretty hilarious if it was the Obamas. No.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean...
It's such a weird thing.
I don't know. I would think that Donald Trump probably knew that the video was going to be posted. And if he didn't watch the full thing, first off, why is the White House posting memes to begin with?
Yeah, like, come on, guys. What, is that my taxpayer money really paying for that?
Apparently.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll have that. Also, he declared a war on fraud. Put J.D. Vance in charge of that.
Takes one to know.
You think they're gonna discover any fraud? Put it to bed.
Part of me was thinking, like, what are the odds? Like, yeah, they actually go through and they're like, we've uncovered this and that. But part of me's gonna be thinking they're just gonna be like, we found this and that's it.
So you don't have a lot of faith in them?
Yep, not a lot of faith.
You think it's?
Remember when he said he'll drain the swamp?
Yes, he did. Well, I mean, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people who think that, you know, Trump has committed fraud, at least to some level.
Takes one to know one.
Well, you know. Apparently, we're going to see how that whole thing goes as it progresses. But I think this is the first time I've actually heard. I mean, no, J.D. Vance has been kind of working as just like a diplomat, honestly. He's kind of been going from country to country to country, just talking to world leaders.
I know we put those tariffs on you, but please don't hate us.
So, you know, but, so this is the first time I think J.D. Vance has actually been given a task. So that's neat.
Swear, wasn't he put in charge of something last year?
Maybe, but, I mean, the only thing I knew he was doing last year was, like I said, diplomat work, basically.
Yeah, like,
going around
talking
to countries. I mean, he might have been, like, promoting something specific, I guess, but nonetheless, it's basically diplomat work. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, so, war on fraud, led by J.D. Vance, I think that's gonna be exciting to follow through with. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, like I mentioned, he did go through and also list off a bunch of things and then said that, you know, you did that, as referring to the Democrats as, you know, you. So, I mean, you know, went through just beating the Democrats over the head again. Oh, I have a question for you. I heard, I don't remember, I was talking to somebody and they said that they thought the whole question I went over, the first job of the American government, you know, that whole thing, they felt it was a trap question.
How, though?
Well, I don't know, I'm asking if you think it was a trap question.
I don't see how, because either you do or you don't, you know? What's there to, you know, trap someone about or trick them?
Oh, I mean, I don't know, I guess. I mean, I thought it was fine, I suppose. I mean, I didn't think the Democrats were going to get up and clap, and they didn't.
No. I think only, like, one or two times, only, like, a few of them got up and clapped, but, like, other than that...
I think they all clapped for the hockey team, if I recall correctly. Which I'd hope so. I mean, that's come on, it's hockey.
Yeah, like come on, that's
it's
they're
the
representing
Olympics.
The United States. Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I mean, there was not. By the way, he also did mention Marco Rubio. Brought up Marco Rubio. Said that he thought Marco Rubio was gonna go down in the history as the best Secretary of State ever. What are your thoughts on that?
I guess, like, it's just him talking up, you know, just...
Well, no, I could be wrong on this, but I do believe Marco Rubio got 100% of the vote to be confirmed as...
He bragged about that in the State of the Union.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, Marco Rubio had been around a long time. I mean, he's not inept. I mean, he'd been a politician before Donald Trump. Now, I've said on here before that I don't know what happened to Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio used to be, in my opinion, rather sensible kind of fellow. But, you know, and all of a sudden, he is what he is now. Not quite what he was before.
Money could probably do that.
Well, I don't know that it's money. I mean, I don't know how much the Secretary of State makes. But, I mean, it didn't have to be
from the job itself, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think, no, I'm not saying that he did it. Maybe Trump came along and Marco Rubio was just like, finally, I can release my hardline stances. But I mean, there is also a chance that I mean, people sell their beliefs for power.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So. I don't know that that's what happened, like I said. I mean, like, I used to think that Marco Rubio was a reasonable kind of person. As a matter of fact, I do believe, if you go back, I do believe Marco Rubio was the only one who I thought was a decent appointment made by Trump.
Huh.
He used to be sensible, okay? I mean, he might not be sensible anymore, but he used to be. And at least Pam Bondi was, like, I don't know, AG of Florida, I think it was. So she also had experience, but Pam Bondi is just...
She had some backbone, and then, you know, gone.
Well, you'll have that. But yeah. So, also, what do you make of the fact that Trump many a times referenced throughout the entire speech that he can't believe the Democrats wouldn't stand up and clap for that, and that's just, like, despicable behavior and things like that?
Just to him more enticing, you know, political violence, which also he talked about not wanting, which pretty ironic, considering all the stuff he said throughout the State of the Union towards the Democrats.
Like what?
Oh, they're doing so terrible. You know, some of them, they would like to see some of the same things happen to the United States, and they would do it if they got the chance.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yes, he did make those remarks. Yes.
He just loves belittling them.
Well, I mean, I think in his mind, I think it makes the Republican Party look good.
Makes himself look good.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think Donald Trump just wants to be loved? Like, we've had this discussion many a time on the station. Like, do you think that he just wants people to love him?
Like conditional love?
Or? No. Like he wants people to like him.
Yeah, I could see it. Like trying his hardest, forcing people to be like, oh man, I did this. Why won't you appreciate that?
Yeah, I mean, we have had, you know, that conversation many a times also. And, you know, sometimes it seems that way to me, but then other times he'll just come along and do or say something, and I'm like, well, I mean...
Clearly it's not that.
I don't know. He's an interesting kind of a fellow. I don't know. I think earlier today he was compared to a bully. Like, bullies just want, you know, there's the whole thing where, like, bullies just want to be loved, but they, I guess, don't know how to go about it, so they make fun of other people. It's that whole thing. They feel bad about themselves, so they have to make you feel bad about yourself.
Hmm. Projection.
Well, I mean, agree or disagree. I mean, I could see Donald Trump as being a bully.
Yeah, maybe in the sense of maybe not that, but more so, I guess, like, yeah, power, or maybe it could be the just trying to get people to appreciate the things he does.
Well, yeah, I mean, he does do, I mean, he loves the press releases.
Yep, getting his name in them headlines.
So there's you know, there's that, I suppose. But the last thing I have written down here is, he bashed the Supreme... Well, I don't know about bash. Bash is probably a strong word. It's just the word I used. Because I do believe he just basically said that the tariffs were making the country super rich, and that the decision that came down by the Supreme Court was an unfortunate... an unfortunate vote or something like that. I mean, it wasn't really... I mean, he made it clear that he was upset, but it wasn't like a strong statement. He just said that it was an unfortunate vote.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you thought he was going to do.
Of course he wasn't going to be happy about it. He can't, you know, continue throwing tariffs around.
Well, I mean, did you actually watch it?
Yeah.
I thought the Supreme Court, I mean, every time they showed this, the justices, they did not look to be the happiest people in the world. They looked rather downtrodden.
Because they probably know, like, oh, well, now we got to deal with whatever he's going to try next.
Well, he already did. I mean, the day the ruling came down that he... Because it wasn't a lot of... I think there was a misconception that it was a ruling that he couldn't place tariffs.
It was for certain reasons.
Yeah, he just couldn't place tariffs under the reasoning... He gave some specific law that he could do it under, and the Supreme Court ruled he couldn't do it under that law. So then the president came back around and got another law and then did it under that law. But this one, I mean, I don't remember the exact section, but this one does give him the power to place... Now, I mean, you'd have to, I guess... It's never been used before, so you'd have to, like, actually get the Supreme Court to make a ruling to set a precedent... But it's like an emergency act, so it allows the president to set tariffs to offset
deficits.
Offset deficits, but it for no more than 150 days, and the tariff can't be more than 15%. Which is why he went 15% for 15% for 150 days, starting. I wanted to say Tuesday.
Tuesday was the State of the Union, so wouldn't it have been Monday?
He gave a day that he was going to have it started. I can't recall which day it was. But he said it was going to start. I think he said it was going to start on Tuesday, the day he...
Gave the State of the Union.
Well, the day he announced that he signed the tariffs, I think he said it was going to start Tuesday. But I don't know what date that would have been. But either way, yeah, so right after the Supreme Court made the ruling, he just turned around and did it again under a different law. That actually does give him the authority to do so. But I guess the Supreme Court could always come along and say, you know, you don't have the authority because this is not, like...
An emergency.
Yeah, an emergency. So, I mean, you know, just depends on how that whole thing works, I guess. But, nonetheless, I mean, that's pretty much that for the State of the Union. I mean, there's probably a few things here or there I'm missing. I mean, he did just kind of... I mean, like I said, he didn't give a whole big speech. It was mainly just, like...
A recap.
Yep, a recap. Talked about how good he did. Praised a lot of people. Gave a lot of medals away.
Used the death of an immigrant to justify the means of his immigration policies. The Ukrainian lady who got stabbed in the neck on the train or a bus, I forget.
Well, she was stabbed by a Ukrainian immigrant, I thought.
No. She was seeking asylum from Ukraine, from the war.
I don't understand his logic, then. How is it the immigrant's fault that the immigrant was stabbed in the neck?
Because, coincidentally, you know, it's another immigrant who stabbed the immigrant.
I mean, come on. I mean, you're more likely to be stabbed, shot, robbed, whatever. You could name the crime. You're more likely to have it done to you by an American citizen. Actually, I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure if you look at the rates, separate them by, like, American citizens from non-American citizens, the crime rate among American citizens is higher.
And then you talked about war with Iran, potentially, or, oh, they're killing a lot of people over there.
Yeah, murdering them in the streets. We stopped them from murdering more people
by
in the streets.
Threatening
by
murder.
Threatening them. Yes, by threatening to do very bad things to them. I don't know. I mean, what do you think about that whole thing? Tensions in the Middle East with Iran and, you know, the Israel-Gaza thing and that whole...
I mean, what was it? The Ayatollah?
The Ayatollah has been overthrown for a while now.
Oh, well, I don't know. Whoever's in charge of Iran, I know he's stated before.
Oh, no, maybe the Ayatollah is in charge because, I don't know, I might have it backwards. I think it is the Ayatollah right now because it was the Shah.
Yeah, the Shah's been long gone.
Yeah. So I think it is the Ayatollah. That sounds about right.
I know he's stated before he doesn't hate, like, the American people. He just hates, like, the way the American government conducts itself.
Well, I'm sure that the American government is not quite fond of the way he conducts himself. I mean, you know, murdering people in the streets, your own people in the streets is not, that's pretty frowned upon amongst the world.
Pretty ironic, though. We got ICE murdering our own people in the street.
Yeah, but those at least, like, I don't know. They were
killing, not killing?
Mass killing is not...
A death is still a death, though. I get it. They're doing more over there than what we are doing over here, but still.
Now, unless there were some unreported, I know that there were two people shot and killed, and there was one person who was shot, I do believe, in the leg and just wounded by ICE. They've murdered tens of thousands of people, protesters. I think there's a bit of a difference there. I mean, I'm not a fan of what ICE is doing, but they're definitely not out there just executing people in the streets for protesting. That's a whole different ballpark. We're not there yet. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd rather we didn't go to war with Iran. Diplomacy is always my preferred first option. But I don't know how we can diplomatically make them stop murdering their own people. I mean, what do we do? You have to give your people freedom of speech.
We let China murk all their... Islamic people, but we don't ever tell them to stop, so why does it matter what Iran does to its people all of a sudden?
We
tell them, like, oh, stop that, but we've never told them, like, we're gonna invade you if you don't stop.
Well, it's the same reason, like, all the, like, when we, it's just not realistic. When we went into Venezuela, I heard people say, why haven't we done it to Putin? We've been enemies with Putin for a long time. Why haven't we done it to Kim Jong-un? You know, Kim Jong-un's certainly been an instigator over there in Asia. Why haven't we done it against those people? Because those people, I mean, like, Kim Jong-un, they have nukes, and you know, the Kim family might just use them. We do, to some extent, fear them. And Putin, again, Putin's defense infrastructure is, I mean, I don't know about the military itself, but around him, I'd assume it's solid. You know, dictators usually tend to have it that way.
We're more like frenemies with Putin. We do everything now and again together, but then once in a while it's like, hey, I don't like that. Coincidence, I don't like that.
Well, I mean, we're not particularly friendly with Putin right now, even.
Frenemies, yeah. It's just occasionally we get along, occasionally we don't. in that little tiff moment.
I don't even know that I'd say that. I mean, I think Donald Trump tries to chum it up with Putin. But I think, I mean, I have my own opinion. I mean, there's no evidence for this, I suppose. But I mean, I personally think that Putin, like can dog walk Trump in a circle if he wanted to. I mean, you know, Putin's...
He's been around a while. He probably knows.
Yeah, Putin's not a dumb fellow. I Putin's a lot smarter than I think a lot of people give him credit for. But I don't know that we're friendly with Putin or Russia for that matter. I mean, you know, I mean, Donald Trump said, like, one of his campaign promises was that he was going to have the war in Ukraine over before he even took office if he won the election.
That never happened.
As a matter of fact, he didn't even make a mention of the Russian and Ukraine war in the State of the Union.
Yeah, he did.
No.
I'm pretty sure he
did. Not by name. I mean, he mentioned, like, you know, stopping wars.
Pretty sure he mentioned it at least once. Just once.
I could be wrong. I mean, if he mentioned it once, then I could have just missed it.
It was very brief because he mentioned it in the war with, like, Israel and inside the Gaza area. He mentioned it alongside, I'm pretty sure, was it in Thailand and Cambodia? There was the one over there in Southeast Asia. He mentioned it, like, in a whole, like, jumble of different wars.
By the way, before we continue the conversation, if anybody would like to call in, feel free. We have about 5 minutes left in the show here. So 740-383-9944. But, I mean, we've been trying to stop the war on Ukraine. I mean, the Trump administration gave more weapons to Ukraine. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a... Not give, I guess. We sold. We got
minerals.
Yeah, I was going to say we took mineral rights. Jeez.
Can't get money
mineral rights.
Can't get money out of a country that
doesn't
broke.
Have money.
Yeah. So it pawns off what it can.
Well, I think...
Unfortunate, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's rather unfortunate. You know, I think if we actually cared about Ukraine, we would just give them the old stuff. But no, we were like, hey, you know, those minerals are looking pretty good.
I know you're not using them.
So, I mean, you know, as it goes, I guess. As the saying goes, there's no such thing as something for nothing. But... I don't know. So, I mean, we're siding with Ukraine on the war, even. To some extent.
Yeah, to an extent. As long as the money flows for some of them, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not exactly a neutral country.
Never been.
Well, I'd agree. Well, I don't know. We don't always...
We love picking sides.
I think it's just profitable to pick sides.
Yeah, we let the money pick our side.
Well, you know.
Instead of reason and...
Well, I don't think morality. That's necessarily the case. I think that they pick the side that they agree with.
Because the money told them to, hey.
I don't know about that. I think they pick the side that they agree with. They see as the correct side in the war. And then they just sell them guns.
And if and that weapons, side and ammo, so happens you know, so to lose, so you're not going to get your investment back. So what do? You have to jump in on the side that you have put all your money on.
Oh, well,
so
you see,
you
that's where you
then tell
up.
Them,
you got to pay me for the guns first.
Well, it's never worked that way before.
You got to pay me for the guns first. I mean, that's how it works for me. Why am I going to give you guns on the promise that you're going to pay me back if you win the war? No.
Get more money out of it.
Well, I mean, I guess there's interest that way.
I can get the money from the first set of things, but then when we start doing stuff, I can get the money from all of that then. And that's not even mentioning, like, getting money from the opposite party or the opposite side of things.
Well... I don't think the United States plays both sides very often.
No, but we definitely do it often, or frequently enough that it doesn't play out like future for us.
I'm sure. I would say that if we're playing both sides, it's probably because the information has been compartmentalized, and you don't know that you're playing the other side as well. I mean, I could see the CIA playing against itself because they do compartmentalize a lot of information.
Well, yeah. Look at JFK. He said he was getting pushback from the CIA through most of his administration.
Do you think the CIA killed Kennedy?
Yes.
Well, that's always nice.
It was crazy. Like, the man who gets fired, Alan Dulles, suddenly heads the commission that is in charge of investigating his assassination. It's weird about that.
Well, you know, we have about a minute and a half here. Any, final things you want to say about the State of the Union or, I guess, the general state of the world right now?
Oh, man. Everything's just so weird nowadays.
How so?
Yeah, everyone yelling at each other. There's no cohesion amongst each other. It's always, you know, push, shove, never let's go together, do this.
How much do you think the internet has played a part in that?
A lot. Social media, all of it. It paints the wrong picture. It also gets people just thinking about the wrong stuff.
Well, there's also been a question, we only have about 45 seconds here, but there's also been a question of how, it's going to sound poor to say it this way, but it's about the fastest way I can think to say it, about the freedom to access of information, you know?
FOIA?
Yeah. No.
Just in general.
Yeah, like you can Google, and like if you have an argument, you can get on Google and find a claim to support it. I'm sure you could almost always find a research, like a scientific study to support it. Yeah. There's even arguments of whether or not that's good. All the access to information we have, because there's so much information to process. How is anyone ever going to make a fully fledged, fully thought out decision on anything? Especially with how many things you have to do all the reading on both sides.
What happened to the good old, it's just doing the research and making a well-informed decision, not just jumping the gun off of everything you read?
Well, I think you make your decision. I mean, science, I guess, makes a prediction and then does the experiment to test the prediction. And good science is if you can get your prediction to prove true many times. But, decisions, in theory, are based on already found things or experiences. I mean, not every policy or decision that you can make is going to have an exact research or something like that you could use to back it up with. A lot of it is,
it took
go by feel.
Yeah, it took reason and know-how to get there, though.
Well, the show went too fast. We're over a minute already. So, any final words you want to leave us here with?
Tomorrow the planets are, not all the planets, but Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Neptune, and Uranus, they're going to be on parade aligning with Earth. Going to be pretty cool.
Is there anything that's going to happen?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's neat, I guess. You know, it's not every day the planets align, so that's pretty cool. But I appreciate everybody listening. I hope you guys stay safe. It is pretty warm outside, so you don't have to stay warm anymore. But I hope everybody stays safe, stays warm, and enjoys the rest of their night. Thank you and goodbye.